a shrinking auto giant got a boost in its stock price. Ford stock went up more than 5% yesterday. That's what the automaker got after announcing it'll cut as many as 30,000 jobs and close 14 plants. Ford also had better-than-expected fourth-quarter earnings. Despite the positive reaction from Wall Street, the restructuring is drawing some skepticism, as NPR's Jack Spear reports.
Ford's Way Forward plan is either a roadmap to prosperity or little different from the downsizing plan carried out just 4 years ago, depending on who you talk to. And at a briefing held for analysts and reporters at Ford headquarters yesterday, it was clear many in the audience were still skeptical. Ford Chairman William Clay Ford tried to address the concerns.
One of the things that you'll recall that I said even back in 2002 is no plan can be a static plan because the world does change. And while what we did around the rest of the world and at Ford Credit stuck and worked largely, we have more work to do here in this market.
Ford lost over $1.5 billion in North America last year. Overall, the company remains profitable, reporting net earnings of $2 billion last year. Ford's better-than-expected earnings were the result of strong performance by its finance division, as well as solid earnings in Europe, South America, and Asia. For the final 3 months of last year, the automaker says earnings rose 19%. David Healy, an auto industry analyst with Burnham Securities, looks for improvement as a result of Ford's new downsizing plan, but he doubts the company will meet all of its goals as quickly as the automaker hopes.
My best guess is bottom line, Ford will lose some more market share. They won't be profitable in 08, but the North American losses will be much smaller than they are now.
One factor that will determine how quickly Ford is able to turn things around is what kind of deals it can strike with its union. The United Auto Workers reached a deal recently with GM and Ford to raise drug copays for union workers and to charge a small monthly premium for retirees' health care insurance. These changes are expected to save the automaker more than $500 million a year. In a statement released yesterday, the UAW called the latest Ford restructuring plan disappointing and devastating, saying it will make contract negotiations with the automaker more difficult. Likely to further add to the union's displeasure, Ford's North American president, Mark Fields, said he expects the plant closings will begin just about the time the automaker's current contract with the union is set to expire.
I think you'll see the St. Louis plant. Will be the first to have some, we'll have the idling towards the end of the first quarter. And Wixom, you'll see that most likely in the second quarter of 2007.
Ford expects 12 additional plant closings after that, though it's only named about half of the plants. Along with job cuts and plant closings, Ford says it hopes to achieve another $6 billion in cost savings in other areas inside the company. The automaker also says it plans to open what it called a low-cost manufacturing facility in North America, though it provided few details. Jack Spear, NPR News.
You can find a question and answer session on this issue at npr.org.